Good morning. It's time for another conversation. This is High Desert Dialogue, conversations with Regina and Roxanne, here on Talk 960. We're keeping it local with high desert issues, events, and interesting people. You can hear us Saturdays at 9 a.m. and Sundays at 8 a.m. on Talk 960 and talk960.com. Let's start talking. Good morning and welcome back to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. I am Roxanne with my special guest, Mia, in studio. Hi, Mia.
Hi, Roxanne.
Good morning to you.
Yes, good morning.
And we are so excited to welcome back two of our special guests from Desert Valley Hospital and Medical Group who continue to be a very engaged community partner.
Yes.
Thank you to Diana and Andrea who are here today this morning. Thank you so much, guys, for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies, always such a pleasure to have you both with us. Welcome back. We've had an incredibly busy year, and it seems like Desert Valley Hospital and Medical Group are always putting on some type of special community-focused event, which we love. We always love to partner with you. And now it's in addition to running a hospital and medical group. So you're here today to give us an update on some of the growth and expansion the hospital and medical group are working on as we close out 2025. Can you please share with us some of the exciting events taking place? And also, as we do end 2025, how to stay healthy and patient as we are still in the midst of the holiday season. We just had Thanksgiving, but here comes Christmas when it's such a busy time.
Very busy. The colder weather,
people start to get sick as well. How can we protect ourselves? Can you give us any updates and tips? And again, what can we look forward to? What can the High Desert look forward to from Desert Valley Hospital and Medical Group?
Well, you know, thank you again for having us here. We really appreciate, you know, we love doing this. So every time we have an opportunity, we jump on it. So, you know, the group has already celebrated this year's 40 years in the High Desert. So there's a lot going on. Unfortunately, you know, we're not like other places where you slow down at the end of the year. We actually just pick up.
It's probably your busiest season, right?
Yes.
And maybe a bad, right?
Right.
Okay.
Right. And it's mostly, you know, a lot of sickness, you know, allergies, flu, cold, everything you can think of is hitting hard right now. So with that being said, you know, our hospital is 148 beds. Here in the High Desert, we only have 21 ER beds.
Okay.
So as you can imagine, you know, serving this High Desert population that just continues to grow, we need to expand. So it has been brought up and we are in the plans of expansion.
In the same property?
Okay. We're just expanding, making new buildings.
Love it. Yes.
Making it more modern.
This really is important.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
Right. So we're expanding, you know, from a 21-bed ER to, 70 beds now?
Mm-hmm.
And then we will have a total of how many? 240-something beds within the whole hospital. So it will help the community a little bit more, you know, as a one-stop shop because we have the ER, we have the urgent care, we have the pharmacy, we have the lab, radiology, all under one roof.
Perfect.
So that way you don't have to travel because as you see, going to one side of Bear Valley to the other side of Bear Valley will take you a while.
Yes.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And Diana, give us your title for the hospital.
Oh, I am the Director of Quality Improvement and Member Services.
Andrea.
I am the marketing and outreach manager.
Okay, so it's very important that the hospital should expand. Is there any timeline as to maybe when this might start?
You know, I would like to say, but I don't want to be a liar.
Aww.
As you know, things take time, especially with the city permits, mm-hmm. all that good stuff. We're hoping next year, but don't hold me to that. It just depends a lot on, you know, the city and permits and other medical oversight for that. So, but we're hoping soon because it is needed. And, you know, as of right now, you know, you go to the hospital, you see outside, there's a line to get into the
right.
ER.
I've seen
ER
it. Yes.
Small.
Yes.
So.
Especially as our population keeps growing.
Oh, yeah.
Growing. And we have a lot of seniors.
We do.
That's right. Yes, we do.
And they're
yes,
more
we do.
Susceptible to getting sick. The flu is, that's why we always preach that getting your flu vaccine, you know, to prevent that. Even if you're not a senior, but you're around seniors, you're around little ones, you want to make sure you protect them as much as you protect yourself. So that's why, you know, we wanted to come and do a little bit of education of when to come to the ER.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
the ER and the urgent care are on the same side. They're in the same parking lot. Our urgent care is open 7 days a week, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. We're even open on holidays. We will be closed Christmas Day, but Christmas Eve we're open.
Okay.
We're open on New Year's Day. So we still are there in case, you know, somebody bumps their head or they have a cough or they're vomiting. Those are little things that we can take care of. So that way the people that really need to be in the ER can just go ahead and move ahead.
Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Because I'll be honest, like I see the census every morning and sometimes the ER, I see earache or medication refill or things like that. That's taking up space from something more critical.
So, it's the difference between urgent care, which get catered, mm-hmm. but like the ER, like someone's having a heart attack.
Right.
Or something in that nature or whatever the case may be.
Right.
That is a big difference.
It's huge. And a lot of times all you need to do is talk to your doctor. So that's why it's important to establish with your doctor.
All right.
Talk to your doctor. See them on a regular basis so they know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And ask them, hey, if you need your prescription refilled, you know, there's probably a different way that you can do that. So.
Right. Just calling them or even, you know, calling same day. It's like, hey, I woke up. I've been sick for 2 days. Is there any way I can get in today? And the doctor will say, okay, we either have an opening today or tomorrow, first thing tomorrow morning. Or you know what? Go to the urgent care.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is where they're at. They're open. So at least you get some type of direction where to go rather than, you know, go to the ER and wait 10 hours because you have motor vehicle accidents. You have something more severe there.
Yeah, exactly.
That makes sense.
Because it's going to be, do you think it's going to be, from your experience, what you've seen, a dangerous flu season, you think?
I think it just, you know, depends on the population.
On...
Again, you know, seniors are more susceptible, especially if they have chronic conditions.
Yes.
You know, if they have asthmatics, if, you know, they're immune compromised, that's when it becomes a little bit more severe. In our experience, it's just every flu season seems to be different, you know?
Yeah.
Whether it be the flu, RSV, respiratory. So there's a lot of different factors. But I think one of the things that, you know, will help is getting that flu vaccine.
Okay.
Seeing your doctor on a regular basis, opening that communication so they can help you with people diabetics, making sure you're getting checked, making sure you're taking your medication properly so you don't end up in the ER. Because that's what happens a lot of times. You see people with high glucose.
Yeah.
High sugar levels.
Especially in the holidays, you know, a lot of sweets and things like that. Uh-huh.
And, you know, Andrea can say when we host these
Is one coming up? I was going to ask you for at least before the end of the year? Is any
more flu? Not before the end of the year. Right now it's just, you know, it's crazy with the holidays. Everybody wants to be home. But in February, we do have our annual heart event.
That's always exciting. We love being a part of that for our radio station. So that's something to look forward to.
And we do the free health screenings there.
Mm-hmm.
We have our residency program, our resident doctors that are there, and they're educating. But what I wanted to bring up is a lot of times it's amazing how many people we actually see that have really high blood pressure, that it's concerning that the doctors will come over and talk to them and ask them questions like, how long has it been like this? Do you check yourself regularly?
Mm-hmm. We're maybe more prone to this during the holiday season,
exactly.
too.
Exactly. The cholesterol, their sugar levels.
Cholesterol or sugar checks.
Okay.
Well.
That's interesting.
At that time during our event, and the great part is, you know, like some of these people don't understand, like, what am I eating? You know, like, is it what I just had this morning?
Right.
So they have questions. So the great part is that our residents love to attend this event and provide education.
Mm-hmm. It would be great if you had like two events throughout the year, because I know the main one is just once a year, right?
No, well, we actually have a few.
Okay.
So we have like in February, which we do our heart event. In April, we host our block walk on campus.
Oh, yes.
That's the one, Mia, you were at.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
It's
and
fun.
And we also do the same things. We just, like, we promote education.
Yes.
Things that will help our community. We also have our fall health fair in September at the mall as well.
Yeah.
So there are some events that we do throughout the year. We also participate in a lot of other community events that other organizations host, and we're there to support.
Like I said, you're a great community partner all around the High
thank
Desert.
You.
So many different things going on, including our pajama drive that we just had too. So thank
fun,
you so
yes,
much.
Awesome.
We're looking at all these pajamas that we got to help families
big
here in the High
full.
Desert. So
definitely.
A big
great
thank
turnout.
You to Desert Valley Hospital and Medical Group. I'm looking forward to Mia just totally do new events and things like that. And as we do close this year and then get ready for 2026 New Year resolutions to stay healthy and strong, we want Desert Valley Hospital and Medical Group to be a part of that. And like you said, we're looking forward to events in February and throughout the year. Anything else that we can look forward to, Desert Valley Hospital Medical Group? I know we can't wait to hopefully to hear some new things about it expanding. As we close out the year, any tips that you have for our listeners who are listening?
Please,
to
especially with this being flu
again,
season,
be
cold
patient,
season, kids, adults.
Maybe watch what you're eating a little bit, but
yes,
just to stay healthy during this year, which can be very difficult. You know, just hustle and bustle, so busy. I'm sure you guys are busy
right.
too. Like you said, the hospital extremely busy. Any advice that you can give our listeners?
Honestly, I think the most important thing is building that relationship with your physician. Mm-hmm. That way, if you're feeling under the weather, you have that open communication. So you can call the office and say, you know, I'm not feeling well. Give me direction.
Okay.
Yes.
That's one of the things. And then just make sure you're compliant with all your medications. You know, I understand, you know, Thanksgiving, Christmas, you know, it's time to eat, right?
Right.
But just know what you should be eating.
Eat in moderation.
Exactly.
Okay.
And then just make sure you're on top of your medications. Okay. You know, make sure you have refills, that you're refilling your medication properly, timely. There's a lot of pharmacies that will do auto refills.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I was going to say, too, a lot of pharmacies might be closed for the holidays. So do check ahead of time to see about their hours and things like that, too.
Yeah, but those are the major tips. You know, just making sure you utilize the resources you have.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of health plans have nurse advice lines right after hours. So you call the number on the back of your card if it has a nurse advice line. An 800 number, usually a nurse, it is an RN that answers, they screen you and then tell you, you know what, you need to go to the ER. Or,
yes.
You know what, just call your doctor on Monday morning, you'll be fine. Just make sure you pick up your mm-hmm. medication, things like that. But I just want to prevent people going into the ER that don't need to be there. Because, again, you know, everybody's sick in the ER. You'll end up getting sick mm-hmm. If it was something small, right?
Yeah, because what you're explaining, something's popping in my mind. It's like a difference between an earache and an asthma attack.
Exactly.
An asthma attack might be ER, where the other one might be urgent care. So there is a difference. Am I right on that? Or
you're right on it, Mia, because it is a huge difference. So somebody that has an earache and they're in the ER because all these people are coughing, they're going to bound to get more than an earache
yes.
or more after they leave. And you don't want to add your family to it because, again, it's the people around you. You
mm-hmm.
might have little ones or you have older adults that are immune compromised.
Yes.
And then, also, one thing I want to add regarding our urgent care services that you can go to urgent care for that a lot of people don't know is we actually have this online scheduling system where you can actually schedule your visit to the urgent care before going. So rather than going and standing in line, signing
yes.
in to see if they'll see you, you'll probably wait maybe 20, 30 minutes. You can schedule a time, Mia, like say, for example, you have your earache.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I think I'm going to go to urgent care.
Okay.
I'm going to go on Desert Valley Medical Group's website, go to the urgent care, and then I'm going to click, I want to go there at 2 p.m. today. And
I love that.
Yeah, give us that website or the
Definitely,
link.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so that way you guys can share that. But yeah, we have that option available as well.
Nice.
Does Desert Valley Hospital also have that nurses line that you were mentioning, Diana, or anything similar to be like, hey, I have a question. Is this something suitable for the urgent, for the ER or something like that? Do you have something like that?
Well, most of the time we'll send it back to the health plan has
okay.
that number.
Okay.
But if it's between those hours where the office is open, you can call your primary care physician. If it's not, let's say it's, you can also call urgent care and ask the urgent care, hey, this happened, and they'll direct you whether, oh, okay, you know what, come on in. I have five people ahead of you, but just go ahead and come in. Because I actually use it personally for myself and my children, too.
Okay.
And I've had to call some of the nurse practitioners, and shout out to, they are amazing. We have Elizabeth, Tanea, Amber, Hannah. Who else do we have over there? And then Dr. Zini. So we have a great team over there.
Mm-hmm.
And they've always been very open. They see from little ones to older adults, and they will direct you. You know, recently, I don't know if you guys heard about, there was this huge thing with mouth, foot, hand disease, where it was like...
Really?
Oh, a lot of the schools were sending out
hand
information.
Disease? Really? Okay.
And it's a kid's kids thing that they get.
All right.
I remember calling and I talked to one of the nurse practitioners in Elizabeth, and she's like, that's what it sounds like, and we've been getting a lot of it. Let's say, Mia, I'm going to put you on the spot.
All right.
Let's say you come in and you're like, I think my finger is broken. It is twisted the wrong way.
Oh my gosh.
Should I go to the ER or should I go to the urgent care? What would you do?
Okay, I'm going to just go to the ER because it's broken and twisted. I'm like, and it's dangling.
That's
like, help.
I would pick too. I'm like, my finger is broken. I mean, my bone is broken.
It's hanging there.
Correct?
Well, I'll tell you this. Our urgent care, remember, we're connected with the hospital.
Okay.
So if it is something like a finger that's just out of place, could be broken, they can assess it there because we have the x-ray on site.
Oh, okay.
So if it's something small, they can splint it there.
So we can just go to urgent care and just, got it. Okay. So, but if it was cut and it's bleeding out.
Bleeding.
ER.
Honestly, yeah, exactly. Okay.
Yes,
okay.
Got it.
All right. So really, Diana and Drea, just be patient during this season. And we need to find that link. So is it on the Desert Valley Hospital Medical Group's website?
So it's actually, yes. What so if you visit desertvalleymedicalgroup.com and you click on services, click on urgent care, and it'll direct you to the scheduling portal.
Perfect.
Yeah. Awesome.
Wow.
Take advantage of that if you have any questions or if you need to make an appointment or if you are in need of those services, please do that. Also, too, is there social media? I know you're on social media that our listeners can use to keep up with any updates that Desert Valley Hospital Medical Group is doing to close out this year and getting ready for the new year. Like you mentioned, your heart event in February. Anything that our listeners can access to find out more?
Definitely. They can always visit our Facebook page, Desert Valley Hospital and Medical Group. We also have an Instagram page as well that they can visit. Uh-huh. We have, for those who are in LinkedIn, we have a LinkedIn page as well. So
awesome.
We try to share so much education on there. Also resources, for different scenarios there that they can click on and kind of see for themselves.
Nice.
Wow, yes. This is great. This is so awesome.
So you're there. You're everywhere.
We are there. Yes. We try to do as much as we can for our community. One thing Dr. Reddy, our founder, has always wanted was for us to be a support system for this community.
And you are.
Yeah, you certainly are.
Yes, you are.
That's what we try to do every year, and we will be doing for so many years.
Mm-hmm. It's just great, too. But we want to thank you so much, ladies, for coming in, as always, throughout this year and hopefully next year to talk about the new updates and new programs that Desert Valley Hospital and Medical Group are doing.
Yes.
We wish you continued success. Just keep growing bigger. We hope those updates and that growth comes a little bit sooner because we definitely do need it for the high deserts.
Oh, yeah.
We wish you both a wonderful holiday season. Please come back and share any updates that you have for the hospital. And again, give me the link, Andrea, too, and that link for that urgent care service because I think that's very important, especially for this time.
Yes.
Definitely. But if anybody ever has questions, please call my amazing member services team.
What's your phone number? Give it out,
it's
Diana.
760-381-8083. And we also have our Spanish, 760-381-8025. Mm-hmm. Thank you both.
Welcome back to High Desert Dialogue, Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. It is Roxanne with you this morning, plus Mia. Hi, Mia.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Regina's on an off-duty assignment, but she'll be back. But again, thanks for tuning in. And you can always listen to our past shows on our website, talk960.com. Just click on podcast. This morning, we have two of the most talented women here in the studio with us today.
Excited.
We have talked to them before. They can sing, dance, act, direct, cook, garden, teach, and are also related, which is even better.
Yes.
We are excited to welcome mother and daughter Carla and Chelsea Emma Franco, performers extraordinaire.
Woo-hoo.
Thank you guys so much for being here once again.
Oh, thank you.
Applause.
Merry Christmas. Happy holidays. Hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving.
Yes,
welcome back to Conversations with Regina and Roxanne. We hear, this is going to be awesome, we hear there's a very special holiday evening taking place right here in the High Desert at the Singh Center in Apple Valley. Can you tell us more about this event? And some of our listeners do not know what the Singh Center is, and it's so in our community in Apple Valley. Can you tell us a little bit more? We're looking forward to what you have in store for us.
We're excited.
Yeah, we are. And the Singh Center it's a little bit still kind of under the radar, even though it's up and running and things are happening there. But let me just backtrack a little bit.
Where is it located, too?
It's on Bear Valley, almost to Central. Mm-hmm. Where the old AMC theater used to be.
Oh, and I think that's where it is.
Just, yeah, past the high school. Mm-hmm. And it has 14 theaters. And Dr. Singh, S-I-N-G-H.
H?
Yeah.
Dr. Singh. Okay.
I don't know if he's still practicing up here in the high desert, but he was a pulmonary specialist, I believe.
Okay.
And he owned that chunk of land, still does.
Okay.
Where the AMC theaters, and then there is this back building that originally I think was supposed to be an elephant bar restaurant.
Oh.
And then they ended up, it was before COVID,
right?
They ended up kind of shutting down even production of the building.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Construction. And it sat all during, COVID.
Oh, that's right.
Just nothing was happening over there. And he donated, I don't exactly know how many years ago, a couple of years ago, he donated that one portion, that building, the AMC Theaters, he donated it to Town of Apple Valley.
I did not know that. Yeah.
Interesting.
It's a big property.
Initially, during COVID, they had a little evening where you could come and they had like a vision board and what do you want this place to be?
Oh,
so
right.
People were able to kind of contribute and he said that he wanted it to be a center for the arts. So, and arts adjacent. So there could be many things that can be interpreted as cultural,
right?
And art. So they have been in the process of kind of renovating and restoring and changing up the interior to be able to serve the community with arts and things adjacent. So actually doing the first public event.
Oh, I'm excited. Really?
Exciting. Okay.
And it's going to be on December the 13th, and it's called Tinsel Time Tunes.
Well, tell us more about it.
I mean,
obviously, it's open to the public, and there's tickets available, and we'll talk more about that, too. But what can we look forward to? Is it a play? What kind of show is this?
So I have a 10-piece little big band.
Amazing.
I'm the front singer. Mm-hmm. And
Show off. Come on.
I was going to say, give us a sample. Sing a little. Throw something into the mic. Let us hear it.
Like a second.
I'm excited.
Like a couple seconds.
The weather outside is frightful. Ta-da.
Oh, I love it. Broadway.
Okay. A little frightful outside.
So it's music. It's just singing a holiday. It's all obviously
right.
A holiday show.
It's all going to be holiday tunes. A couple of just regular standards that you would hear like from Frank Sinatra,
Michael Bublé,
Natalie Cole, those
very classic kind of Christmas,
band,
the old big band,
40s during the war, that big band style.
Yeah. Wow,
what you think of when you think of an old fashioned Christmas?
Okay,
sort of the theme.
Oh, I love it.
Trying to get back to our roots,
those old crooners, and so Chelsea's the front singer, and she has 10 pieces.
Yep.
In her little big band, so there's trumpets and there's trombones. So it's a
big band area.
Wait a minute, so people are actually playing the instruments, and it's not like auto-tuned and all this.
No.
It's raw.
It's very authentic. Yeah.
Perfect.
Okay.
I'm sure your costumes are kind of in the old. Oh, yeah.
There's the glam. Mm-hmm. So we're going to try to create an event in the lobby of this giant, movie theater. Mm-hmm. And there's going to be tables, and we're going to have a dance floor. We're going to have a friend of ours that's from Apple Valley.
Okay.
He's kind of the king of swing in California.
Oh.
He's going to teach a professional swing dance lesson.
Wow.
Just before the band comes
out. So I'm excited. Really?
Yeah. People will be able to go onto the dance floor and learn what they just learned. They'll put into practice and the band will be there,
it'll be a nice excuse to get dressed up, gussied up, as my grandma used to say.
Gussied
and like,
up.
Just kind of spend time with friends.
We need it. The desert needs
it.
We need fun like that.
Perfect spot for it, too.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
it's like the first
holidays.
Major show.
Yes.
So
nice,
especially for the holidays, too. So we're certainly looking forward to this. Oh, my gosh. How can people purchase tickets? Like you said, this is coming up on December 13th. Do you have more information about that?
Go for
yeah,
it.
Yeah, okay.
They're looking at each other. Awesome. You two are awesome.
This is the part.
Well, it's an adults only. We're
going
to try this event.
Okay.
For adults only, we want to kind of create.
So 18 and over or 20?
18 and over.
And over.
We want to create kind of an old dinner dance, supper club environment with tablecloths and little lights on the tables.
Is dinner also included in this?
Well, food, we have a beautiful
dinner and a show. Oh my gosh.
Raising tables.
I'm in.
And we have adult beverages for sale, no host bar, and we have a sweets buffet.
Wow.
So it there'll be constant eating.
And show. It is the holiday season. Yes, so you need to keep eating.
Right. Then you can go on the dance floor and dance it all off.
So wait a minute. You mean to tell me you can dress up in the 40s style attire?
It's encouraged,
and
right?
The fedoras and all that?
Retro. Okay,
I
the little
say yes to that.
The little big band is named Retro Canary Club. Mm-hmm. That's her band. And so we encourage the vintage dresses of the 40s.
Oh, my
and
goodness. I love it.
It's not required, but of course.
Okay, it's encouraged.
I love to see it.
Okay.
Yeah, no, not required. But of course, if you've got something, you know, that you just have been waiting for an event to put on.
Yes.
And all the jewelry and you glam your hair out. That's going to be exactly what we're looking for.
How exciting. How very unique, too, for the High Desert. And what a way to kick off, you know, the Sing Center for the Arts and just this first show that we're doing to close out the year. This is awesome. It's wonderful. How can we purchase tickets? Does the site have a website that we can find out more?
Yes.
Are you guys taking any volunteers for the event or any sponsors still looking to help out? Is that still available?
Definitely.
Okay.
We would love what we're doing with Town of Apple Valley is we are collaborating the Cultural Arts Center of the High Desert, which does most of its shows over at the old 8th Street Theater, in Victorville. We're collaborating with Town of Apple Valley for this kind of series of events that will take place at the Sing Center.
Okay, so there's more things to come in 2026
We'll have you guys talk more about that.
This
is our pilot program, and it's our event that's kind of going to help us gauge what the community is looking for and what we can provide. I have lots of ideas I'd like to put into practice for 2026.
Okay.
But we're going to start with this one event, and we are absolutely, we'd love sponsorship.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
We are a 501c3 nonprofit organization.
Very good.
Okay.
So we can give a tax-deductible receipt for all those people at the end of the year that are looking for some tax write-offs.
Yeah.
The other thing that we are doing is that if you donate $500 or more, we'll give you a couple of free tickets to, or if you want to buy a whole table,
you can
do that.
Okay.
So, yeah, we are absolutely looking for sponsors, and I've gotten a couple of them so far. So we're happy.
The more the merrier. How can people contact you for more information about that specifically?
Yes.
Through our website and my email at the website, which is Carla, and that's with a K.
Mm-hmm. Carla with a K.
Carla with a K. K-A-R-L-A at, and the website is highdesertarts.org.
Okay. One more time.
Carla at highdesertarts.org.
Exciting.
Spell out high, H-I-G-H,
D-E-S-E-R-T-A-R-T-S.org.
Love it.
This
is going to be exciting.
Date night.
The whole desert.
I get some date nights going over there. What fun. Yeah.
So where can we purchase tickets? I know we're getting ready for that. Yeah.
Tickets can be purchased on the Town of Apple Valley's website.
All right.
There should be a link.
Mm-hmm. For under the Park and Rec Department, because it's a special event that's sponsored by Park and Rec Department.
Okay.
Nice.
Yes. Oh, my gosh.
So they're heading it up. There are limited seats.
Okay.
Yes.
Because it is a limited space.
Yes.
We can hold 200 for
this
one event.
Okay.
With tablecloths and little lights on the tables. It's going to be a really,
be really
nice,
cute.
All decorated
really
for Christmas.
Excited about it.
No, this is very unique. So get your tickets, you know, very fast.
Right
away. Okay, because it's a limited space.
My message is that I always want to think about family friendly and involving the kids and the youth, especially in the arts, because we need to be training the next generation.
Yeah, and if you want to purchase tickets again to the Holidays with Tinsel Time Tunes featuring the High Desert Little Big Band Retro Canary Club with Chelsea Emma Franco.
Love it.
It's on December 13th. What time does it start? And they're available at the Town of Apple Valley's website. Look up Park and Rec, and you can find it too.
Right.
So get those tickets. December 13th. Doors open, you said, at 6 p.m.?
6:15.
And then
they open at 6:15, and it's $30 per person And that includes the food, the show.
Oh,
the
that's
really
that's pretty reasonable.
So that's
oh
pretty
my
reasonable.
Gosh, yeah.
Awesome.
So as soon as you can. Carla and Chelsea, thank you so much for joining us. We're looking forward to this event on December 13th.
Yes.
The entire High Desert is invited to attend. Again, tickets available at the Town of Apple Valley's website. Look up Park and Rec. Oh, it's going to be a great time. Thank you guys so much. And
thank
Merry
you.
Christmas. Happy holidays
thank
to you.
You.
We certainly want to see you in the new year.
Great.
Thank you.